Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are the sweetest name we know. And Lord, thank you in that name. Oh, we give you praise and glory for your grace. And you are full of grace and truth. Lord, thank you. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you for coming down those 7 steps down. Oh, our lowly, beloved, wondrous Savior who loved us so. Thank you. Thank you. It's quickened our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that it is that love of the Lamb of God that draws us. Thank you, Lord, that it's that love of the Lamb of God that's growing us up. And Lord, that you said that we would love one another as you love us. Thank you for working this. Lord, thank you in this precious time, this beautiful time, the time of the coming of you. And Lord, you're readying us with love overflowing and love so abundant. Love, Lord God, that you're springing up springs, Lord God, living water flowing out the bellies of them, Lord, that you are preparing, Lord God, to stand and make the pillars in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, that these mysteries, Lord, have been made fully known. Thank you, Lord, that you draw us in, and it's this beautiful counsel. It's your counsel, Lord, and you've drawn us, grown us. And Lord, now we stand before you, sons, elect of God. Lord, kings that have grown up to understand the crown, Lord, that you've given. This crown that you've laid in our hands. The crown, Lord God, of the love, the great love wherewith we are loved. The crown of ruling and reigning jointly together with you. The crown, Lord God, of the invitation, Lord, because of your blood to be glorified together with you. Lord, we're beside ourselves. God, it's got to be you that even holds us together today. But Lord, we know it is your love that constrains us. And if only we would see our lover's face today. But until then, Lord God, that glass darkly, oh my, what we're seeing in there of Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is well. It is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise his name. Sure love to love him together with you. Isn't it marvelous? Oh, I wish and would encourage those that are sitting around the premises, get on in, take hold of that mantle, go get that double portion. Romans chapter 5, you talk about a double portion. You kind of hit the mother lode in that chapter, don't you? Verse 1, it says, therefore, we're talking finished. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom? By Jesus. Also, there's more. We have access by faith. Oh, that faith is wonderful. Sure does please God, doesn't it? And where does he want it? Into this grace. Faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So right off the bat, he tells us we are justified by faith. And we have peace. Praise God. We have peace. I'm not trying to get peace. I'm not trying to make peace. I've got peace. And I've got peace with God. Hallelujah. And I've got peace with God because it's all through our Lord, my Lord, Jesus Christ. And praise be to God, it's all by faith. So salvation by the blood of the Lamb, it's complete. Hallelujah. It's all complete in the finished work of our Savior for our sins on the cross. But we see, as he always does, oh, honey, I love you so, so much. Here's more. There's always more, and more, and more, and more, and so much more. So infinitely beyond, exceeding abundantly, all we ask or think. It says here that through Jesus, we're not only saved. Through Jesus, we not only have peace with God, but through Jesus, we also have access by faith into this grace. Just really soak that in. This is even more so. It wasn't the end of the story. It was just the beginning. All this much more. Not only through Jesus are we saved, not only do we have peace with God, but we have access by faith into this grace. And it's not just grace for salvation, but it's the grace, brothers and sisters, wherein we stand. And I want you to understand that. This is for every child of God, whether you know it or not. This word stand means fixed, immovable, and continuous. It's never ending. That's if that isn't love. Grace isn't contingent. He just gives grace. And he never, ever stops. And we have access by faith into this grace. And what does it say? And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So there it is. There is the answer to it all. Faith into this grace. Yeah. Faith into this grace. Wasn't faith into your works. Wasn't faith into what you could do. It's faith into what I've finished. It's faith into what I've seen for you and for me in ages past. Faith in that grace. Faith in that you don't know yourself. I foreknow and foreknew you. You get over what you think you know. You move into my mind. I have faith in that grace that is for me, that's always been for me, that has never stopped being for me. Even when I thought I could move out of it, it never would leave me because I was placed there, immovable, fixed, and continuing. That's the only way, praise God, his salvation could ever work. It had to be his grace. And his grace isn't something that is momentary. It's the exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come is what we're even looking forward to. Now, there it is. Faith into this grace. And through him, he tells us, honeys, you have obtained access into my grace, which you stand. And we rejoice. And what this means is we rejoice in our expectation of sharing the glory of God. That's truly what that means. You stand in that grace and rejoice and hope in the expectation of sharing the glory of God. Oh, yes, amen. See, do we see that hope, and it's that hope that only standing in grace can give you. See, without standing in grace, you'll never have that hope of sharing the glory of God. You'll never have it. Christians that don't just feast upon grace. We have it written right out there on those steps. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why do you think Peter says that at the very end? Because Peter wrestled with it for so long. just like all of us do too. But he finally settled in. He said, you know, that brother Paul, he said some tough things, hard to be even understood by them. And I was one of them. That's why he could testify of it. I was one of them that wrestled with the truth. I'm not going to wrestle that I'm standing in grace. Why wrestle with that? Jacob showed us what wrestling with God gets you. Get a hip thrown out of place. I got enough aches. I don't need no more. But I sure love my heart aching for him today. I just ache because your grace is so good. It's so good. But see, this is what this means. It's that expectation of sharing in the glory of God. And it's by grace. Think of that. The expectation, that hope, which is expectation. It's not an if, it's a when. When it's going to be. See, I know, praise God, it's going to be revealed real soon. The glory of God in us. In us. He's going to make it known. I'm talking about the glory where you stand up there and he makes known to all. I love you. And I've heard him saying that to me for many years. But there's something about a bridegroom. And something about a bridegroom named Jesus. He's going to make it known to all. I love you. Yeah. Now, it's freely given. And it's undeserved. And that's where you're at. That's where you stand. But by the grace of God, I'll tell you what, it's time to rejoice. Now, think of it this way. The same faith into his grace that saved you is the same faith into his grace that will have you sharing his very glory. It never changes. What's hard for God? Nothing. So we know that nothing is hard for God. I pray we all agree. We understand that everything's hard for us. That's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. But nothing's hard for him. And I'll tell you what, we're going to rejoice on that the grace of God truly is the strength that we possess of him when we're weak. It's the truth. But why not get into that weakness by faith now? That glory, see, his glory is his grace. Do you know that? That the glory of the Lord just rests upon you. See, I want people to see me. I just want them to see grace. So they got to be seeing Jesus. Amen? Amen. Vessel of mercy. Just got to have grace. Whew. Amen. And then praise the Lord. That's the strength. Confidence. Absolute assurance that I'm standing in this. And all my hope, all my expectation, praise be to God. His grace is going to have me sharing his glory. And he tells us this all the way through, doesn't he? Nothing's hard for God. It's impossible for him to lie. So once again, we go back to salvation. And I believe I'm gathered with saints today by his grace. Salvation wasn't hard for him, was it? It wasn't. Matter of fact, it was joy for him. It was the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. It was joy for him. How much even a greater joy for him as he endured that cross and that wounded side. Oh, honey, here's another mystery I'm showing you. See this rib? If you want that, you're going to be pierced with me. But my grace is sufficient. You're going to hurt and it's going to ache and there's going to be joint sufferings with me. But oh, it can't, it's not even worthy to be compared with that glory. And now we're talking joy glory, aren't we? See, that's joy glory. See, it's going to be joyous. It's not a prideful thing to be exalted with him. It's joy. It's the joy of his love. It's the joy of the Lamb of God. It was the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. That praise be to God that I am receiving the grace to believe the word of God that it's not hard for him, that what I'm standing in, if I'll grow up in it, I'll share all that glory with him. Oh. I just want to kiss his face. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's say you're still having a hard time wrapping your heart around. How could I be the bride for the Lamb of God? How could I be ruling and reigning and glorified together with the I am that I am? Well, I'll tell you what. It's because you wouldn't be believing in the full power of grace that you are standing in. And I really want to make that known. If you're a child of God here today, you're standing in grace. You're a grace saint. I've never liked that. Well, are they a grace saint? Let me express something to you once and for all. Every child of God is a grace saint. They were saved by that wonderful grace. Now we understand. Are you growing in grace? That's the difference. Are you a child of God that is growing in grace? And I could even say it like this. Are you a child of God that's growing? Well, if you are, you know why. It's grace. Because there's no other way to grow except grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exactly what I'm standing in. Exactly what we feed on in the Word of God. Because the Word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is full of what? Grace and truth. You just can't get away from it. And it is that easy, apparent, and a cookie on the shelf that you're standing in grace. So, if you're having a hard time believing this, then you're not believing in the full power of grace that you're standing in. And let me remind you, the Word of God says you've got all grace. See, when the Lord gives you something, He gives you all. He doesn't hold back. Everything filled with all the fullness of God. To the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. He's an all the way God. He just is. Just take it from all of these things. That's the beautiful thing about it. I mean, when I really received that wonderful story of Esther for my own, honey, what's yours is mine. That interpretation, half is yours. No. It's ours. Ours. I thank God I live that with my wife. It's ours. She doesn't have hers and I have mine. It's ours. We share it together. We don't go in here and thinking this and that about different things. It's ours. It's our home. It's our family. Everything's ours. How much more so? The bridegroom and the bride. So, you have all grace. The thing is you're limiting what grace could be for your life. You're making grace vain as opposed to what Paul's triumph in his statement was. Turn on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Listen to what he says so sweetly in that 10th verse. Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet it wasn't me, but the grace of God, which was with me. Go on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 1, it says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. It's so all-powerful. Believe in grace. Believe in grace and in that infinite power of His grace. And I love how Romans has brought it out for us today. It says faith into this grace for everything. 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 Faith into His grace to overcome. And yes, I love to list this right out at the top. Faith in His grace to overcome my failures. If you can't have faith in His grace to overcome your failures, you're done. It's over. But the faith in His grace is still right there, and you're over to overcome that. Because it never stops. But faith in His grace to overcome, even in that, by growing through my failures. Aren't you thankful for those champions of faith, those worthies of faith in the Old Testament? They had faith in His grace to overcome through their failures. They did not quit. They did not stop. They went on. Faith in His grace, praise God, to even grow up out of my failures. That's a wonderful thing. But oftentimes we just want to grow up out of our failure as to grow through it. Don't miss that part. That's like prime rib. That's the best cut. Because you can't get to that growing up out of it until you grow up through it. It's the truth. The Lord has a sequence of perfect events before ordained good works that we walk therein. And you're not going to go from here to there without going through every bit of what He wants for us. There's no shortcuts. It's not going to shortcut here. But faith and grace not to abide in self-condemnation. Amen? Oh, I thank the Lord for that. How often it is reminded by the enemy, oh, you should just stay right there in self-condemnation. You're such a disgrace as a Christian. You just need to sit right over there and quit. Just be thankful for the blood of Jesus and don't do anything else. Just sit right there. Well, I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus and it's the power. I'm not sitting. I'm running. And if you still want me to sit back there, I just ran past you. Now, faith in His grace to change my heart attitude. I love that. Faith in His grace to change it from the worldly desires that seem to be holding me back. And I'm talking faith in His grace that's not me. Oh, that's a big one for people. Oh, yes, it is you. You did that. No, it wasn't. I see it in Christ. Faith in His grace, praise God. Hallelujah, to know who I am in Christ. I have faith in His grace to perform it. I believe that there's so many sad Christians that they think it's going to come from their determination and their willpower. I can testify to you, and you all can too. We've all been there, and all of us have the same wonderful testimony. It doesn't work. It does not work. I don't care how self-determined you are, your willpower, and I'll tell you what, I'll challenge you because I've got a lot of it, and that's why I've had a lot of tribulation. He got to get rid of that stuff. And that's the truth. There's nothing wrong with being organized or having a desire for things. But I'll tell you what, you better know where that's coming from. And it better be all under that hand or it's going to get out of control. But that's the faith, praise God, in His grace that does these things. Believing in that, praise the Lord, that it's not in my determination or my willpower, but faith in His grace, praise God, to deliver me from it. Amen? But how about faith in His grace, praise God, to know that I need to wait on the Lord? Oh, yes. See, grace will cause you to be patient. And we understand, all of us, what works patience is tribulation.
And even as Christians, we can desire something good so soon that we can see, but yet there's a working in it that without it, the masterpiece wouldn't be complete. And I thank the Lord that He's doing it with each and every one of us right now today that are going on in this message. That it's being completed. Hallelujah. He's authoring and finishing that faith. It's going to be exact. But that's where I love Him so much. It's faith in His grace to wait upon the Lord. Faith in His grace, Lord God, that You've given me this thorn. Faith in His grace to keep me in it. But yet always faith in His grace, believing, Lord, You can deliver me out of it at any moment. I think that's called win-win all the time, isn't it? Hallelujah. I lived in a house like that with my precious mom. People would hear it that didn't want to receive it, and it would just make them angry. You would either hear, well, your head's in the sand, or you're just living rainbows. No, I'm living the power of the grace of God. We go back right to the beginning. He loves us. Nothing's hard for Him. He doesn't lie. And He's for you. Come on. Come on. Right? And I want you to pray for me in that. I want more increase of faith all the time. But where is that faith, brothers and sisters? Where is that faith? Into this grace. Do you see that? See, oftentimes we think that we're going to take this faith back and somehow this faith is something that is mine and I own it and I'm going to direct my faith. I believe the Lord said when He saved us, it's the faith of the Son of God. It's Him. It's Him. It's His life in us. That's why we're not short of faith. We're not short of faith. We're standing in grace. We have the life of Christ that lives in us. Lord, help my unbelief. The access is right there. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to plead for it. The Bible always tells us by whom we have. I just love that so much. I wish I could convey it even more. But I know I can't. I know it has to be the power of the Holy Ghost. That it truly, it's time. It's so time. We are so readied for this. Because He's readying those for the coming of the bridegroom. And I'll tell you what. I thank God that truly what I'm expecting is I'm expecting full glory. I believe by His grace, I'm committed by His grace into this grace. There isn't anything else to preach. There isn't anything else that we stand in. There isn't any other power. There isn't any other feeding. There isn't any other way to grow. You just come to this mother load of enlightened eyes of understanding that you've been standing in it all the time. From the very beginning. It's my grace. I've never had to strive for it. I was born in grace. I've grown in grace. And praise be to God now by His grace to be a vessel to the praise and the glory of His grace. And then I'm going to get a body like unto His own glorious body that I'm going to be able to handle the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us who believe. Once again, by faith into the access of that grace. Well, as we close, all the stories in the Word of God of those that shared His glory, let Him be alive in you. Let Him be alive in you. They're there. They're there. You say, well, how could the stories of the Word of God? Well, it's the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. Where does He live? In you. So they're there. This isn't hard to understand. They're there. That Word is there. That's your life. That's how you live. But let it be alive. And I don't need to try to let it be alive. I don't need to attempt. It's not something I'm wrestling with. I just believe it. The same simple believing. He died for me. It never changes. It's all by faith. It's all by faith. And it's all by faith into this grace. Now, praise God. They're alive in us. Hallelujah. And the reason I believe it is because the same grace that won it for them is winning it for me. It's the same grace. Yeah. And most of their buddies didn't go along. Well, thanks be to God. Maybe there's just 300 in here today. I don't know. But it's marvelous. Throughout every moment of my life, brothers and sisters, I'll testify this. The ups and downs, the successes and failures. I'm thankful to the Lord. I have no other faith but in His grace. His grace brought me to that place. His grace brought me to that place. And still does. Because He's still growing me up. And it's never changed. It's always come to the place where there was more. And the only thing that was going to hold me back was me. And it had to be His grace. And that's why, in whatsoever state I am, I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. Oh, all these things of life try to get me irritated. Like I said earlier on, Lord, it's got to be hammer time. And I forget, He's telling me that hammer is going to work on this piece of beaten gold here. Amen. He's hammering me. And I love Him for it. And it's humbling. Sometimes it's really hard because the good that I would, I don't do it. The evil that I would not, that I do. But by faith, I have it. I have access into that grace. And I'm telling you what, I ain't moved from hoping and sharing the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You, and thank You, and thank You. Thank You for Jesus. Lord, thank You for the power of this grace. God, it's just so sovereign. It's wonderful how Your Spirit just moves so beautifully. Sometimes it's like renting rocks, and sometimes it's just like a still, small voice. Lord, I thank You so much that, Lord, we're learning just to look to You. That, Lord, how You bring it, how You give it, it's always well. Lord, help us to trust You. And God, to not pick and choose how we're going to receive it. But, Lord, we know that every good gift, it comes from above. And, Lord, You said that You will perfect that which concerns me. You'll perfect that which concerns me. Lord, help us to dive in deep and access all that grace. Growing up and abiding, praise the Lord, in the expectation of sharing Your glory with You. And oh, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day.
It is going to be. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.